Ezra was gone, but Bet responded in a flash. "Come on, we have to help him," she said. "He's going to get himself in trouble." Then she began to sprint towards Ezra. Will rolled up the map and slid it in his pocket and began to follow. It certainly felt good to have his arm fully working again. Once he got into a run, Swoop took off and made for the air. As Bet ran, she slid her backpack to the side of her body and unlatched the top of the bag. Will could see Pexel's ears bounce along from inside. "Hey, Murden!" It was Ezra. He was yelling toward the open street where Murden stood. The man was surrounded by a group of common people. Some had links and others didn't, but all of them turned toward Ezra as soon as he yelled. Murden, however, didn't look up. "That man's a thief!" Ezra pointed at Murden. The crowd of people seemed to part a bit, opening a thin line to where Murden stood. There he was, leaning against the bright green doorway of what looked to Will to be some sort of restaurant. There were large pieces of cooked meat hanging from inside the gold-trimmed windows. Slowly, Murden turned toward Ezra and adjusted his hat. The crowd had become quite silent. Bet and Will slid up behind Ezra, nearly running into him.
"Who are you, boy? And what's got you so upset?"
Murden said. It would have sounded almost kind if it weren't for the condescending edge to his voice.
"Don't give me that! You took Tenebrum! Give him back!" "Oh, I'm not sure you want that."
Murden was smiling now.
"Remember, you lost him fair and square. Old Blue serves a new master now."
Murden spit a bit against the dusty ground.
"You cheated, and you know it."
Murden didn't answer. Instead, he only turned his head sharply and whispered to some unseen thing. He then pulled from inside his jacket a black glove, which he calmly pulled over his right hand. Finally, he removed something small from his pocket and held it into the air.
"This isn't good," Bet muttered. "You know what he's doing.
Let's see what he summons," Ezra growled. From behind Murden, a small black wisp of a thing appeared in the air and began to zip around, dragging a bit of purple glow behind it. It looked almost like a firefly. It flew up to his hand and stopped between his two fingers right next to whatever it was he had pulled from his pocket. It stayed for a second, then Murden pointed his hand directly ahead. The firefly shot forward and spun a wide circle in the air. Once it had completed the full arc, a wide opening of purple-pink lit up and remained hovering in front of Murden. He then stepped inside it, and both he and the circle disappeared.
"Turn around," Ezra said. "Be ready for him."
"Pexel!"
Bet commanded as she placed her back to Ezra. The squirrel crawled out of the backpack and up to the top of her head.
"Will, he might appear anywhere."
Ezra began to shift his head back and forth from left to right.
"This is what it means to be a Dark Hand."
The glowing purple shape in the air reappeared almost exactly where it had vanished.
"There,"
Ezra said, and Bet wheeled around. Everywhere, people were muttering as they nervously backed away. Then a large, blue praying mantis emerged. It stepped down and onto the dusty road, snapping its sharp front claws.
"Tenebrum? No! Tenebrum, please! It's me!"
Ezra sounded as if he was going to cry. Murden then followed out of the purple portal as well. He looked at Ezra with an evil grin.
"You wanted him. Here he is. Go get him, boy."
From those instructions, the mantis darted forward, ready to attack. The question is, should the three of them run? Try and fight it with Swoop and Pexel? Or see if Ezra can talk to it?